Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Good morning. Welcome to Marilyn Solutions. I'm so glad you're here joining me today. Our guest today is Dr. James Wanless, Ph.D., and we'll be talking with him in just a minute. I want to remind our listeners that one of our commercials sponsors is Crystal Voyage in Freight House Square, your multi-physical supply store with all kinds of wonderful items to choose from. Crystal right now is at a gem show looking for more things for her store, and so you'll not want to miss the new items. 253-272-GEMS if you wish to call. 253-272-4367. Another sponsor is Olalla Treatment Center. If you remember, they were here last week. And if you need to reach them for your needs for recovery, their number is 1-800-882-6201. Or write them on the internet at olalla.org. Our third sponsor is Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling. She helps people with their needs to get peace of mind. Her email is evelynmulvey@hotmail.com for a personal message to her, or call her at 253-839-3642. And I want to inform my listeners today that I'm starting classes in personal and spiritual growth on Thursday evenings. If you are interested in joining our class, which has a limited amount of space, please call me, Marilyn, at 253-845-4907. I'm calling the class Creating a Conscious Contact with a Higher Power. Hopefully people out there, you'll want to join us on Thursday evenings from 7 till 9, and we look forward to having you. Now I would like to let you have a chance to hear our special guest today, Dr. James Wanless, Ph.D. We are calling Carmel, California, where he lives. He received his Ph.D. in political science from Columbia University. He experienced a life-threatening disease that led to a spiritual transformation. He relinquished his academic career and began to share his newfound wisdom and inspiration by creating his best-selling Voyager intuition cards. Having sold 250,000 decks to date, that's impressive. He is the founder of Merrill West Publishing and the director of the Wanless Training Institute. He is a prodigious explorer of the consciousness and shows you how to use his powerful symbolic tool to unlock the genius of your intuition. Welcome, Dr. Wanless. We're glad to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn. It's my pleasure.
Well, I've been really enjoying getting to know you before you've come on the air, and I have a variety of questions that I'm sure readers or listeners are interested in having answered also. When did you begin working with tarot, and what was it about tarot that had such a major impact on your life?
Yeah, that is a good question, particularly being a former professor of political science. You know, people always ask me, how did I get into the tarot? And it was a long journey, actually. It's, I think, many times defined our, what I would call, right livelihood. You have to go on a journey. You kind of have to leave the known and leave the security and leave what doesn't work. And I had to leave that kind of university setting. It just didn't work for me. And went on a long voyage to the East. And I'm talking about the Far East and the Middle East and even to India. And I had a very significant experience in a Tibetan Buddhist monastery that really got me on the spiritual path. And then, of course, once you're on the path, how do you pay for it? You know, that's what I call right livelihood. And it took me another year or two of searching and exploring possibilities that I finally ran into a tarot reader in San Francisco, had a reading, and I just, Marilyn, I just simply loved it. It just inspired me, and I saw it as an incredibly powerful and positive tool for personal transformation. So I just took a few classes, and I was off and running, and that's basically the short version of the story.
Well, that's terrific, because I found the same thing to be true in my experiences with tarot also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What effect has your scholarly background had on your work with Thoreau?
Well, again, people ask me that, and having made the Voyager Thoreau deck, what I see it as, Marilyn, is actually a system of self-governance. In political science, it's all about decision-making and governing societies. But we also have to do that with ourselves. How do we navigate our own lives, govern our own lives? And a tarot deck is actually a reflection of our own inner government. And the way I play the game is that whenever I pick a card, in a sense, it represents an inner voter or an inner constituency or an interest group within myself. And to be perfectly democratic in my own lifestyle and my own behavior, whatever card I get says, hey, that voter within my own body politic, within my own body, my own consciousness, wants some recognition in my life. So, for example, if I pick, let's say, the Two of Crystals from the Voyager, it's called equanimity. That, to me, is the meditation card. I get that, and it says, hey, Jim, stop. Stop all this busyness and maybe some of this nonsense and get quiet and be still and go off and reflect and get clear. So it's really honoring that aspect of myself. So I see it as a way of, as I say, of inner self-governance. I hope that makes sense to you in some way. It's kind of a novel concept.
Well, I understand it. I hope our listeners do, too. I think that many of them are into the kinds of spirituality we're talking about today. What inspired you to create the Voyager Tarot?
Well, I had been doing professional readings with the traditional classic tarot decks, which most of your listeners have probably seen, these kind of medieval decks with swords and kings and queens and castles and all that kind of stuff. And I said, I love the tarot process of picking cards. I love the system of the deck, the structure, but I don't particularly like this old world symbology. Although it has value, I just said, hey, wait a minute. This is basically, we're moving into the 21st century. This was in 1980. I said that to myself. And I said, you know, I think I'd love to make a deck that would represent the 21st century. And so that was kind of the inspiration behind it. So I pretty much incorporated the traditional tarot, but also I feel really brought it up to speed to our contemporary world and philosophy and worldview.
Well, that's fascinating. I would like to remind our listeners that if they're near a phone, to call in with their questions and comments today. In Pierce County, the number is 253-584-1480, 253-584-1480. If you're living in King County, there is no long-distance charge. Just dial 253-804-5765. 253-804-5765. I'm sure our listeners have lots of questions. This can be a controversial topic. How did you come up with the name Voyager for your deck?
Oh, that is a really good question, too. I like these. When I was in the process of making the deck, which actually took 4 years, a real labor of love with an artist friend of mine, we co-created it. At some point, somebody said, well, so what are you going to call this? And I said, oh, I hadn't really thought of that, you know. And then I said, well, let me put my attention to it. And at that moment, or in that period, in that year, NASA, the Voyager spacecraft, and the Voyager spacecraft took all the pictures of our solar system, the great pictures of Jupiter and Saturn and Mercury and so on at that point. And that was the journey to the external universe. And I said, hey, tarot is a journey to the inner universe. It's a real journey. Why don't we call it Voyager? And so there was kind of a synchronistic connection with that spacecraft. So there we go.
Well, that's great. I do want to commend you on the beautiful artwork on your cards. I am very impressed with the quality and the symbolism. And being an artist myself, the work that went into those are lovely, and I know that a lot of thought was behind it.
Yeah, and, you know, for some of your listeners, that's obviously hard to see them on radio. You know?
Right.
But it is collage art, and it's quite intricate and quite detailed, and it is totally multicultural, one of the things about the old tarot is it's very European-based, and the world is not just Europe anymore. And so I made Voyager for not only white people, but brown people and yellow people and black people and red people and probably the blue people and the green people.
Well, I feel that there's a definite flavor for the 21st century in them, and I found that to be real appealing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For those that are not familiar with tarot, can you briefly explain how one uses your tarot deck and how it's different from the more traditional ones?
Yeah, well, essentially you can use any deck the way you want. You know, tarot decks of cards are like playing cards in a sense. They're structured like a regular playing deck. And how many different kinds of games are there with cards? Thousands, probably. Same thing with the tarot. But the essential, the real essence of doing the tarot is just simply having a question, something you want to know about. I want to know more about my relationship, or I want to know more about my work or my health or my personal growth or whatever. And then very easily and simply, face down with the cards, have the cards face down, just intuitively pick one as an insight into that question or that issue. And that's...
I think we have lost Dr. Wanless. We are getting ready for a commercial break, so please stay tuned. We will be back shortly. Welcome back. We are so glad that we are back connected with Dr. Wanless and enjoying his wonderful information about his Voyager tarot deck. And I'd like to ask him, how is it different from more traditional tarot decks?
Well, in a way, it's not, because it's structured just like the traditional tarot of the different suits and the so-called major cards. However, for example, in traditional tarot, there's a suit of cards called swords, and you see a lot of people being stabbed, and it's quite bloody, quite honestly. And I said, oh, come on, it's time to lay our swords down, or at least, you know, let's work with that kind of vision of things. And so instead of swords, for example, in Voyager, it's symbolized by crystals. So we have lots of crystals in the Voyager. And instead of the royal family or the monarchy cards of king and queen and knight and all of that, in a sense, I said, off with their heads. It's an American revolutionary here. And so instead of the monarchy, we have the human family. So we have a sage representing our inner grandmother, grandfather, and the man, the woman, and then the child in us. So there are some adaptations like that.
Well, I think that brings it more up to date, is
what
we're saying.
Yeah, and also it makes it more universal. I mean, monarchies are not universal to every culture, for sure, whereas the human family is.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I would like to let people know our phone numbers again, which is Pierce County, 253-584-1480, and King County is 253-804-5765. I would like to let our listeners know that next week we are having Dr. Gladys McGarry, a holistic doctor from her clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. She helps people return power and health to their lives spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. She's a fascinating lady, and I know you'll learn a lot from her. The following week we have Rob Grant, an author of Are We Listening to the Angels? And his newest book, The Place We Call Home. He will be appearing in Edmonds later this month. If you are interested in hearing his talk on our show February 20th, you can get it a little preview before his actual lecture in Edmonds. And the last Wednesday of the month, we will have Monica Myers here with me discussing spiritual aspects of domestic violence. And I know that you'll get a lot of information from that show. So we have a lot to offer our listeners, and to keep tuned every Wednesday at noon. Can James, can anyone do the tarot?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody can have a question and pick a card and get an answer, and you do not have to be so-called psychic to do the tarot. Everybody's intuitive, and that's the only skill it really takes, because it's just a great insight kind of tool, and you pick a card, and particularly with Voyager, each card has a title on it, so if the card comes up that says integrity, it's about your integrity in your life or around any particular question you might have. So it's, I just think of all the spiritual tools, it's actually one of the easiest to do. And frankly, it's a lot of fun, you know, because there's just so much mystery to which card am I going to get. And there's so much concern about that. Oh, am I going to get the death card or the devil card or whatever? And a lot of people figure all of this kind of information cards you get is cut in stone, and that's not really the case. Once we've seen the possibilities, then we can change them. And so tarot gives us information. It's almost like the alternative news station, if you will. And that's what I do every day. I want to know what about my day-to-day, what's a message from the oracle of the tarot, and I pick a card and just simply apply it to my own life as I know my own life, and we can all do that.
I think that's terrific the way that you explain this, because I know many churches and people with different belief systems feel very threatened and fearful of tarot.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe you could address that.
Yeah, it is true, and you know, sometimes I tell people what I do, and they make the sign of the cross, the word, you know, the sign that I'm the devil or something like that, and that's hardly the case. Unfortunately, the tarot has been abused, Marilyn, in the past. I mean, people...
We seem to have lost Dr. Wanless again, so we will be reconnecting with him. Are you there? Please hang on while we continue to contact him through the phone wires. For some reason, we've had a disruption, and we need your support while I redial his number and get in contact with him again. Remember that we are sponsored by Crystal Voyage, and that they are available for all your metaphysical needs. Also, Alala
Tree. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help,
and I'm returned with Dr. Wanless again. This time we should have no more phone problems, and that he's here to help answer our questions, and we're really thrilled with this, being able to be with us today. He was explaining to us about people's interpretation of the tarot card, and sometimes those have been misleading.
Yeah, and but what I was trying to say, Marilyn, was that tarot is a technology. It's like a hammer, for example. With a hammer, for example, you can create a great cathedral. Also, with a hammer, you can hit people over the head with them and knock them out. Same thing with the tarot. It's not about the tarot itself. It's about the user of the tarot and what they want to do with it. And unfortunately, some people have used the power of the tarot to manipulate and perhaps even abuse people in the past, but that is really not the practice today. It's being used by psychologists, by professionals and corporations for creativity, so on and so forth. I think another one of the bad raps about the tarot is there's certain cards in there. For example, there's the devil card. Now, what I've done with Voyager Tarot is I've gone to the pre-Christian concept of the devil, which is the Dionysian celebration of life. It has nothing to do with evil or anything satanic or anything like that. It's about kind of once you've made the wine, drink it. You know, let's enjoy the pleasures of life after we've done the work that we've done. So, you know, I just think there's a lot of reasons that unfortunately the work that we do has been kind of mislabeled and misconstrued. But, you know, in this day and age, we've really, really transformed a lot of these ancient tools into a very positive, empowering path, and the way I use Voyager Tarot is very positive. Even Marilyn, the so-called negative cards, and every aspect of life, all of our own lives, we have a little of a shadow side, a little bit of garbage we'd like to clean up in our own lives, and the cards reflect that. There's a card called disappointment or setback, you know, something like that. Well, hey, that happens in life, but even when we pick a card like that, it doesn't indicate that, oh my gosh, don't get up today, it looks terrible, disappointment's going to happen. No, in point of fact, it says, now that you've been alerted to the possibility that there might be some disappointment or disappointments in the past, now, in fact, is your opportunity, your positive opportunity to grow through those situations and heal them and move on. And I think that's just a very, very sensible, rational, if you will, practical way of living our lives. And that's the way I treat the tarot, is as a tool for positively empowering and healing issues that we need to do.
Well, I agree with you. I've found that even though things sometimes seem very bleak, there is a gift in it there for me when I get through it.
There's always a rainbow for every storm, you know. And I have a card called setback,
mm-hmm.
and that means when things don't go quite right. Well, hey, that happens. It seems like every day, like this telephone problem. But setback equals opportunity. It equals opportunity if we're willing to look at why this went wrong, what went wrong, and how can I fix it next time in order to even improve upon the situation. So every setback, every disappointment, in fact, is a golden opportunity.
Well, and I see that's where the growth comes, is through those moments.
Oh, that's why, in fact, in the tarot, I love these so-called, you know, lesson learning challenge cards, because absolutely, those cards get our attention. And it's those situations that, as you suggest, are our greatest growth moments. There is no doubt about that.
How often should an individual consult the cards? Can they be consulted too often?
I do know some unfortunate tarot addicts. It's like anything in life. Some people can overdo anything. And I know some people who just pick cards and pick cards and pick cards, and nothing ever changes in their lives. I'm of the the way I practice the tarot is that I pick a card, and then I only pick one card a day, and then I take action on it. I'm not into passive tarot, so for me it's fewer cards with bigger actions, and so that gets me out of just this thing of doing cards, and it having been a crutch. I'm looking at it as a real growth spiritual practice, almost a yoga, if you will.
Well, I think that makes them real productive in our lives.
Exactly.
I think it's interesting you have the major and the minor arcana cards separated, but maybe our listeners don't know that there are those different categories for the mm-hmm. cards.
Yeah, you're referring to the arcana or arcane, the secrets of life, and in every tarot deck, there's what are so-called the major arcana or arcana cards, and there's 22 of those, and they go way back in time to the ancient Hebrew alphabet. Each letter of the Hebrew alphabet represents a universal law of life. And the tarot represents each one of those universal laws in these so-called major cards. And in addition to those 22, you have your four suits of cards. And each suit represents an aspect of consciousness, the crystals for the mental, the cup suit for the emotional, the worlds for the physical and material, and the wands for the spiritual. So it's a very, very holistic path and a holistic way of seeing ourselves.
How can working with the Voyager Tarot help individuals in their everyday lives?
It absolutely can, number one, but it requires repetition. For example, let's say you have an issue, you're trying to lose weight or break an addiction or achieve a goal or something like that. I have my clients, and I do a lot of not only readings but a lot of coaching, have a client pick a card every day around that particular issue. And what does the card say that you can do today to enhance your life or improve that situation or deal with that, whatever that might be, with an action for the day? And Marilyn, I guarantee, as much as a guarantee can be in this life, that if a person does that over 3 to 6, 9 month period of time, their lives will be significantly enhanced and improved. And that's really the power of the tarot.
Well, I know that they can influence our lives because I've had a lot of change. I'm no longer the person I used to be, and a lot of it is through the tarot cards, and I really appreciate having a deck from you because I find those to be more fulfilling than the old ones.
Yeah, well, but, thank you for that.
But I also know that it does take a lot of work, and so often, excuse me just a minute. So often people, as you were saying, the passive approach is sometimes the softer, easier way, but it doesn't get the job done.
Right. And the passive approach is interesting in the sense that you can get some insight and information. But then my two favorite words now are, so what?
I like that.
What are you going to do with it? And so the other half of the tarot practice, if you will, is taking action, proaction on the inside. And that's what makes the change.
I think that's terrific. I see them as a form of meditation in a way.
Oh, absolutely. And particularly with the Voyager cards, as you know, you look at them and you can go on journeys. I mean, major journeys into past lives and part of present lives and future lives and journeys into space or journeys into the mineral world or the animal world, journeys into the mind, into the emotions. I mean, it's just journey after journey, and to sit there and take that meditative journey is exquisitely rich.
And you're talking about letting your imagination just really wander and go wherever it goes, and that becomes thinking outside of the box.
Outside the box. And the important thing is to honor that imagination. You know, so many people to say, well, it's just my imagination, you know, it's not, it's like, so what? Well, imagination is magic. The magician, the number one card in every tarot deck, is the ultimate manifester that can make things happen, the miracle worker.
At Marilyn at angelicasgifts.com. Also, we want you to stay tuned for the next part of the program. I'm sure that you won't want to miss another moment of Dr. James Wanless. Thank you. Welcome back to Marilyn Solutions. We're so glad that you're with us today and listening. I would like to remind people, if they wish to sponsor this show, they can call the radio station, KLAY, at 253-584-1480. Or if you are wishing to reach me for counseling or to begin our classes on Thursday night, call me at 253-845-4907. Or you're free to welcome, you're welcome, I'm tongue-tied a minute, to email me at marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. If you're willing to make contributions to keep this program on the air, I'll be glad to talk with you about that. I want to remind people that next week we have Dr. Gladys McGarry, a wonderful lady who is an MD but also uses Edgar Cayce philosophy in her practice. It's a holistic approach, and she uses this in her clinic in Scottsdale. She's in her 80s, but she has a wealth of information. I want everyone to feel free to call in. If they still have a question they have been afraid to call about, call 253-584-1480 in Pierce County, 253-804-5765 in King County. And we are just having a great time here with James telling us about his Voyager Tarot. And I want to ask him, what are the 7 steps of power as he outlined in his book, Way of the Oracle?
Oh, that's that's an interesting one. This is my card-a-day practice, that if every day you picked a card and you visualized yourself doing it, and you just enacted the card in a variety of different ways. There's different steps. There's 7 steps that are there, that it's a very empowering, growthful kind of practice. I'm just a great fan and adherent of an everyday practice. Sometimes in the spiritual world, we kind of do things a little bit, a little bit then, and then sometimes then, and whenever it strikes the mood or fancy. And I just kind of come from a meditation background where it is a discipline. And a discipline means regularity and repetition. And so that repetition process of a card a day with an action a day is really what the seven steps of power are. And I just, in those seven steps, I just simply give a lot of different ways of working with that card a day thing.
I have found in my life it was the action that was missing.
Well, and that's the problem with so many of us in the so-called spiritual world, and that's why many times we're considered a little bit flaky or out there, is because we don't act upon our insights. We have great insights and visions and dreams. We are the visionaries, but are we the action takers and the risk takers, and do we keep at it? You know, that's really, really the issue here. And I just want to say one thing. I know you're trying to get sponsors for your show. Just let me say that for anybody who does sponsor your show, that is immediately good karma. Good karma in the sense that because you do that by sponsoring, you simply feel better about yourself. And that feeling better about yourself, you move into what I call right livelihood. With your, when your play and your passion and all of that is aligned with your profession and your spiritual path and higher purpose. And if you start to put all of those things together, then you have a meaningful, meaningful life. And for those of us, and I'm sure all of us believe in an afterlife and an onwards life, feeling good about ourselves, indulging in right livelihood, sponsoring those practices and shows that we know are good for the community, is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
Well, I appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to know what your website is and how they can get hold of you through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is www.voyagertarot. That's one word, VOYAGERTAROT, voyagertarot.com. So it's voyagertarot.com. And you can actually go on my site and pick a card. The cards are face down, a random generator's going on. You hit the button, and this card turns over, and that's your card for the moment, your card for the day. It's really fun.
I tried it yesterday.
And that website actually is being reworked now, and I suspect within 2 weeks I will have a brand new, really enhanced website. I'm so excited about that.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be in Federal Way April 13th and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell us where the classes are and how to maybe sign up?
Yeah, I'm going to be teaching Voyager there as well as doing individual readings and consultations. It's at the Psychic Spectrum. And for those who want to get in touch with Psychic Spectrum, they can call 1-800-803-9690. So that's 800-803-9690, Psychic Spectrum in Federal Way, April 13th and 14th.
Well, I'm sure people will want to be at your classes and learn more. Because
I love to teach. Well,
yeah.
The greatest thing for me is really teaching people how to do these, how to use tarot and these kinds of tools. It's just the fulfillment level is huge.
Well, I relate with that. I'm a retired teacher, and I love teaching spiritual growth and classes that help people with their metaphysical challenges
right,
and growing in that
right,
area.
Right. Good for you.
So I'm a teacher also. What can you tell us about your new book, Intuition at Work, which is coming out in May?
Uh-huh. Right. This is a book I've been working on for several years, actually, and came out of my corporate training on intuition and creativity. And it's being published by Red Wheel Weiser. It used to be Samuel Weiser, a very, very well-known metaphysical publisher. It's coming out in May. It's called Intuition at Work. And it's a handbook on intuition, a variety of different exercises and techniques to get your intuition muscle more developed. And whether it's for issues in work or around relationships or communication, it really goes into all of those. It's got some great quotes. It's a small book. It's a fun book. And it's a useful book.
Well, that sounds like everybody will want to Run to their bookstore and get it.
Absolutely. It won't be out until May, however.
Okay. Well, they can take a few minutes' breath first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You also have a book called Strategic Intuition for the 21st Century. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a book that I wrote for using tarot in the business world. And for me, we're all in business. I call it the business of living. If you're a housewife, you're in the business of running a household. If you're even a student, you're in the business of studying, you know, and business is all about producing and exchanging goods and services, which we all do all of the time. So this is a book for showing people how to use Voyager Tarot or Tarot in general for the variety of business of living kind of questions and decision-making kinds of issues we get into.
Well, that's interesting, as I have heard that other people in the intuitive field have been helping businesses, and I think that's a really interesting way to use it and utilize it in a far broader way than what some of us think of.
Yeah, and you know, most successful business leaders and CEOs and all of that will tell you that they have to fly by the seat of their pants. I mean, they have to listen to their gut and follow their heart, because in this day and age of such complexity and swiftness and possibilities and choices, nobody knows anything for sure anymore. So intuition is absolutely essential and key to our success in life.
Well, you are a very interesting person, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say about our country's future in the financial, social, and political arenas.
Oh, brother. Oh, thanks so much.
Well, you seem to have a lot of insight.
Well, I have, as a futurist, I'm actually quite conservative about that, because, I mean, who really knows? When we look at the future, we're only looking at possibilities and indications. You know, it's information. But I will say this. It's interesting. When I made Voyager Tarot, one of the cards called Integrity has the World Trade Center in it. And it's actually between St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City and a mosque, a very famous mosque in Iran. Very interesting, that kind of association. And here we are in a global economy and yet not taking global responsibility, and hence 9/11 and all these kinds of things. So I think a great part of America has greatness within it, but only if we take more responsibility for what's going on in the economic and social lives of many underdeveloped countries, and if we really clean up our political act, because this corporate corruption and greed is what's going to undermine. It's the soft, the decadent underbelly of the American culture, and that it has to be cleaned up. So if there is that kind of responsibility on the inner domestic, on the outer international level, then I believe our future is absolutely fine. Otherwise, we're going to see more and more erosion, and that's a scary thought.
It surely is. I want to thank everybody so much for listening today and for Dr. Wanless with his enlightening and informative information about his Voyager Tarot deck and his books. I know my listeners were learning as well as I was myself. If you wish to reach me for counseling or the upcoming classes I'll be having, call 253-845-4907. And I want to remind our listeners, next week we have Dr. Gladys McGarry from Scottsdale, Arizona, and they won't want to miss that show. She is just a really wonderful lady, full of valuable alternative medicine information, and her history is also very fascinating. So tune in next week to Solutions with Marilyn on this station, KLAY, and call us to sponsor this program. Thank you.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn's Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn's Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.